Dr. Helen Caldicott at Shoalwater Bay, speaking on the global nuclear age and the US military-industrial complex.
Because Bill Clinton had no courage to take on the Pentagon, the nuclear weapons are still in place. America's got 5,500 hydrogen bombs on hair trigger alert in their silos and in their submarines and on their aircraft carriers here, ready to be launched with a press of the button by that rather not very intelligent man, George Bush. America still has a policy to fight and win a nuclear war against Russia. Since the Cold War ended, she now has also targeted China. Because there are only 240 major cities in the Northern Hemisphere, you can see there's a huge redundancy of weapons. Russia's got 2,500 hydrogen bombs targeted on all Americans, allies and America. That means us too, because there are 34 or more US bases now in Australia. Is it 34? 34. Well, we've got a lot. We've got Pine Gap in the middle of Australia, which is orchestrating the killing in Iraq, the whole thing, targeting the whole thing, orchestrating the killing in Afghanistan. It's orchestrating a first strike nuclear war against Russia. It's orchestrating a missile defence system, which is totally provocative, because when America sets up missile defences, China and Russia say, OK, we'll just build more nuclear weapons, and that creates a new nuclear arms race, which is already underway. And it's orchestrating a weaponization of space, and I've just written another book with someone else about that called War in Heaven, to put nuclear reactors in the heavens, to put laser beam weapons, to put rods from God, they're called, to put orbiting nuclear bombs up there. How you win a nuclear war with Russia is you launch the weapons, don't let them know, they take half an hour to get there or less on the Trident submarines, knock out all their missiles. No, first you decapitate Moscow and Putin, that means chop his head off. Then you hit all their missile silos so they can't launch them. If you miss a few and they get launched, missile defence picks them up in space. And then the Russians don't like that, see, because they are warriors too, and they don't want to lose their nuclear weapons, apart from the fact that hundreds of millions will be killed. That's called collateral damage. So they've dug out a hole in the Urals, and they will shoot up a rocket called a dead hand. And if America is coming in and she's decapitated Moscow, then the dead hand sends a radio signal for all the nuclear weapons to be launched without any human input. So that's all set up. The Russians are all paranoid, never knowing when America will strike first, and that's her official policy. In other words, to blow up the planet. And this exercise here is part of that. And if all the bombs land, there are 40 targeted on New York as I speak, 40, 60 on Washington. Such a redundancy is there of nuclear weapons, and I can't go into how a nuclear weapon kills people, but it vaporizes millions of people, turns them into gas, and they disappear. And as the cities burn, a huge cloud of toxic black smoke will cover the planet with so thick that it blocks out the sun, photosynthesis stops, the temperatures will go down to the last ice age 18,000 years ago, and it's much worse than global warming, and it will kill most things except the cockroaches. Now, as America is practicing its war games here, what is it actually up to? What it's doing is ringing China with military bases, Kazakhstan, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, all of them around China and encircling China, because when the Cold War ended, America kind of lost its enemy. And the reason it needs enemies is because the military-industrial complex steals most of the American taxpayers' dollars to build weapons, and they don't even have a healthcare system there. 37 million people are uninsured. They die in the hospital parking lots of diabetes and the like because they can't get medical care. It's a cruel country, and we're starting to emulate it. There are nice people there, but they're kind of gullible and they don't understand much. We're not gullible and they're gutsy, but we don't have as much guts as the New Zealanders do. How can 3 million people be more brave than 20 million Australians? So it's time we got up and stood for what we really believe in. Because America's ringing China with bases. That makes China very upset. She's only got 20 missiles that can hit America now, but she'll build more. And it's provocative, and it's also that the corporations can build their weapons. So on that note, there in The Australian, which is Rupert Murdoch's newspaper, as you know, in the yesterday there was a, what do you call this, a sort of insert about all the weapons Australia's involved in making, and there are ads for all the weapons firms. Tenex, which is the biggest weapons firm in the Southern Hemisphere, works with Lockheed Martin, which is the biggest weapons manufacturer in the world, militarising space, putting weapons in space, doing the missile defence thing. I mean, they are obscene, these people. And I talk to them, and I say, what about your children? And they look at me with eyes like dead stones and say, I'm making money out of it. I say, yeah, but what if the world blows up and your children don't have a future? And they say, I'm making money. And if you look at these pages, you need to get this from yesterday or the day before. Just look at the ads in it. Then the week before, there was another one in the Australian paper. Ad after ad, and how we're going to kill people. This exercise here is about killing. Now, if someone kills in society, they're put into jail. We don't hang people here. But it's a crime to murder. Yet society as a whole has legalized, organized murder. And it's called glorification, glorifying war, glorifying killing. And who loves it is little John Howard, who clearly needs Viagra, I think. I think he's got a case. He's got a case of acute missile envy. Why do we go along with this? I mean, we, the Earth right now, and I can't emphasise this enough, we're upset about global warming, and that's terribly serious, you know? But we're on the edge of nuclear annihilation, much more so than we were at the height of the Cold War. Much more dangerous. In 1995, Norway launched a weather satellite, and Russia thought America had launched her weapons. Yeltsin, who was a drunkard, opened the football. You know what the football is? It's the computer code to launch a nuclear war. He gets 3 minutes to decide whether or not to press the button. 3 minutes. Over his shoulders were standing his general saying, press the button, Mr. President. 10 seconds before that 3 minutes elapsed, the missile veered off course. That's why you're sitting here in this hall tonight and you're not radioactive atoms floating around in the stratosphere. It had these accidents occur not infrequently. So we've got to understand that this exercise is taking place against a backdrop of total annihilation of possibly the only life in the universe. We are the curators of life on Earth, and that's why you're here. And that's what America's up to, and we are enablers to America's nuclear addiction. And if you love your father who's an alcoholic, you say, okay, that's it, Dad, I'm taking you to a drying out center. America needs to be taken to a drying out center. We need to get rid of all the US bases in Australia and do what New Zealand did. And you know what? Millions of Americans, people all over the world, would be so grateful if we did this. Let's stop the cultural cringe. Let's step up and say we're bloody good Aussies and we've got a lot of guts and we're going to do it and lead the world towards sanity and survival. What you do is organise in your communities throughout Australia. The churches have to do this. What would Jesus do? How dare they pretend they're Christians if they're not trying to save life on the planet? This book you can get at the back. It's about global warming and nuclear power. And I'm going to do one last thing before Kevin kicks me off. And that is, America's got 18 Trident submarines. 18. On each Trident submarine, and they don't have them here, but they've got an aircraft carrier. On each Trident submarine, and I'm going to need some help because I can't hold this mic and talk at the same time. On each Trident submarine are 24 missiles. On each missile are 8 hydrogen bombs, 100 times larger than the Hiroshima bomb. So it's 8 by 24. I can't work it out at the moment how many it is. This is one Trident. Each of these quarter pages is a missile. One missile with 8 hydrogen bombs on it. Each one could vaporize New York. Now, I need some... Yeah, everyone come out. I want to show you, give you a visual impact of what I'm talking about and what the Americans are up to and who we're allied with and what we're doing. Okay, you need to walk right to the end. I need more, lots more people. So that's a Trident. One. And they've got 18. And that's nothing compared to all the missiles in their silos, on their aircraft carriers, and in their planes, B-2s, B-1s and B-52s. This is not a little exercise, people. This is about saving the Earth for our children and all our descendants. Thank you.